Hello, hello, y'all. This is Rachel, your host and life coach. Welcome to the Grit, Grace, and Transformation podcast. Think about what is possible for you. We live in a world created by God with infinite possibilities. Meet me here weekly for content and tools to help you live abundantly by creating a healthy lifestyle, implementing life-changing habits, deep dives into health and mindfulness, as well as being encouraged with soul-inspiring stories. Let's begin. Hello, hello, y'all. Another episode of Sunday Solace. With this episode, I have a couple of great stories to share. One very funny story. Some takeaways for you to implement. I have my mushroom coffee, water with minerals. So let's dive in. I want to begin with the following quote by Mary Oliver. Be kind to yourself. In the grand chaos of the universe, you are a masterpiece. I have to dedicate this episode to a lady named Alicia and her daughter and thank them for chaotic energy. I'm going to see if I can get through this story. It is very comical. Last weekend on Friday morning, I woke up early and I was flying out to Chicago, and this was for my friend Yvonne's 60th birthday. And Yvonne, if you listen to this podcast and any other episodes, you've also heard me talk about Yvonne, and I was a guest on her podcast not long ago. So it was her 60th birthday, and our other friend Chris, she picked me up at the airport Friday evening. Through the navigation, let me just say, it was a little chaotic. Thursday, I began receiving text messages, of course, from the airline regarding the weather and that the flight might be delayed, canceled, etc., because I flew from St. Louis to Detroit and then from Detroit to Chicago. I know. Anyway, on my flight from Detroit to Chicago, that is when I met Alicia, and it was amazing. We had the best flight. So she was telling me, well, we actually sat on the tarmac for the longest time. It was actually longer than the amount of time that we spent in the air flying from Detroit to Chicago. So as we were sitting there, we just started sharing stories and we started talking, and she was headed to Chicago for work and was sharing with her. I was headed to Chicago for my friend Yvonne's 60th birthday. And then we were talking about our families. We both have children, and she has a daughter who is older than my Ava. Ava's 12, but her daughter is out of high school. She's in college right now. And this was one morning recently. They were up early in the morning trying to get out the door, and Alicia's daughter told her mom, "Mom, you just have this chaotic energy going on." I'm paraphrasing here, but yes, her emotions were running high. Morning time, probably 5 a.m., you're trying to get out the door in a hurry, rushed. Definitely not part of a normal routine, especially if you have a normal routine when it's thrown off by something else that you're just not used to. Then we experience these different emotions. So anyway, she tells her mom that she has this chaotic energy. And as she's sharing this story, I am laughing so hard. I have tears in my eyes. And when Alicia finished, I said, that is the best story. It is absolutely hysterical. It's heartwarming. And of course, a couple of hours later, her daughter called her and said, "Mom, I'm really sorry." And she apologized. And it was just it was a needed and a precious moment between the two of them. Going back to this, whenever she finishes sharing her story, I love, love, love the phrase chaotic energy. And I asked her if I could share her story on this podcast. I have to do an episode about chaotic energy. This is fantastic, because I think that this resonates with so many of us. We've all had moments where we feel a little chaotic. So how many of you, and how many times, have we found ourselves in the moment where we are experiencing some chaotic energy? If you have a relationship with God, then you know the power of prayer. And you can actually read more about the power of prayer in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. But I'm a firm believer in the relationship with God. You've got to have a relationship with Him. He is going to help keep you grounded in these moments of chaos. Well, of course, I have thought about this phrase all week long. Y'all, I kept going back to, but what is chaotic energy? How do we define it? And how can we get some different perspectives around this phrase, chaotic energy? In the story I just shared with you, it was not so great, of course, the 5 a.m. early morning. And then, as I said, Alicia's daughter also called her and apologized a little bit later on. And as you know, this podcast, it's about grit, grace, and transformation. And this podcast began due to my journey over the past 5 years, navigating a significant health challenge and where I am now as a certified life coach, which is helping others do the same thing. And that is focusing on overcoming those limiting beliefs, embracing vulnerability, especially in those moments where you're a little unnerved, you're feeling a little chaotic. Well, let's break down chaotic energy through grit, grace, and transformation. Chaotic energy and grit. This is a very fascinating duo. These seem like opposing forces on the surface, yet there's this beautiful dance between them. It's actually amongst all of them. But with chaotic energy and grit, it can be incredibly powerful. When we choose, and I say choose because it's a choice, when we choose to embrace chaos, think about this from a different perspective. It allows for the possibility of creativity, fueling creativity. Chaotic energy can be a wellspring of innovation. It pushes you outside the box. You are forced to improvise. I mean, think about that. Early in the morning, Alicia's daughter is telling her this, and Alicia has to think very quickly, how am I going to react to this whole situation? And think of artists inspired by frenzy, and musicians, and how they find their rhythm in the unexpected. Entrepreneurs thriving in the unpredictable. And we've had a lot of unpredictable since 2020. So think about chaotic energy and how that breaks stagnation. Are you stuck? So it absolutely disrupts your routine, poses challenges, but it also opens the door and can open the door to new possibilities. Sometimes the only way to move forward is to let go of control and embrace that moment. I just finished reading a book by Marianne Williamson, The Gift of Change. It was absolutely fantastic. And she also talks a little bit about embracing. Actually, she talks a lot about embracing this gift of change, the unexpected. When we take on a mindset and we shift our focus from what is happening to me right now to what is happening for me, that changes everything. Chaotic energy isn't about recklessness. It is about letting your true self come through during circumstances that maybe you would not define as your greatest moment. Some refer to this also as living authentically. And that is a phrase that I know we have heard a lot a lot within the last 10 years. Chaotic energy is not about being afraid to color outside the lines, even when it means messy moments. Think about harnessing that chaotic energy with grit and grace and transformation. Progress, while chaos can be a catalyst, it needs grit to be channeled into meaningful outcomes. Grit is the perseverance, the focus, the resilience that keeps you going. It's about building and it's about shaping, reshaping that storm into something powerful. Finding growth in the storm, think about the challenges. Challenges are inevitable, especially in the middle of chaos, but they're also opportunities. Grit allows you to learn from those mistakes. You're able to adapt to the unknown. And we usually emerge a lot stronger through each and every single messy moment. It's about turning that chaos into resilience, into growth, and staying grounded. And with staying grounded, that's when I think about reflection, prayer, and lastly, chaotic energy. It can truly be intoxicating, but it's more important to maintain a sense of center. It reminds you of your goals, your values. Grit is that inner compass that guides you through the turbulence. Let's look at chaotic energy and grace and how they complement each other. That word grace, elegance, refinement, polished. Let's go back to the messy moment, the unexpected changes, the storms. Grace allows us to navigate through those turbulent moments with composure, inner strength that we may not know existed. It's another piece, another layer that adds to the resilience. Grace provides the opportunity for you to treat others with kindness, with dignity. It's inspiring and it's empowering. When we look at chaotic energy and transformation, think about the breakthroughs, pushing you towards something unexpected, unplanned. Again, if we change our perspective, then we open ourselves up to new opportunities, new discoveries, new paths, courage. Courage is nothing more than pushing through the fear of the unknown. Here's another scripture, and I love this scripture. Psalm 46:5. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Break of day. What is your morning routine like? My morning routine has significantly changed over the last 5 years, and it continues to evolve. Currently, my morning includes reflection, about 10 minutes of yoga, and about 20 minutes of cardio. That is most mornings. I am usually up about 4:30, well before Caden and Nava are up for school, and we start our morning routine. While I am doing cardio, I'm listening to a Bible app right now, and I actually have it set up so that I'm listening to the Bible over a period of a year, and I just began this a few weeks ago. My friend Yvonne, that just had her birthday this past week, well, she and our other friend Chris visited me this past December, and she was the one who told me about this specific app with its features, and I love that I can do short devotionals in the morning. What is your morning routine? Or do you even have one? When we begin our day in prayer and gratitude, that sets the tone for the day. So think about that phrase again. Chaotic energy and transformation. What can you incorporate in the mornings that sets the tone for your day? I have one more quote for you by John Steinbeck. And now that you don't have to be perfect, you can be good. Chaotic energy, grit, grace, and transformation isn't about choosing one over the other. It's about learning to embrace all of them. It's about finding order in the chaos, beauty in the mess, and growth in the constant change. It's okay to let your chaotic energy flow, but do this with the unwavering grit of someone who knows where they're headed, the grace of someone who conveys humility, and someone who craves transformation. To live a healthier lifestyle, implementing the physical, the mindfulness, and the spiritual aspects together, chaotic energy through grit, grace, and transformation can create something truly remarkable. Here are the key takeaways. Fueling creativity. It pushes you to think outside the box. Breaks the stagnation. It opens the doors to new possibilities. Progress. Finding growth in the storm. Staying grounded. Aligns the chaos with your goals and values. And reflection. Are you paying attention? In Romans 8:28, God always has a plan. It may not be what we had planned, but it all works together for the good. My hope is that you found this episode meaningful, that it resonated with you, brought you a new perspective, made you laugh, and empowers you to face your own challenges and transformations with grit, grace, and a little chaotic energy. Y'all have a great week. As always, thank you all for listening to this episode. If this blessed you in any way, please share, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps others to find these episodes and is a significant blessing to me as well. You can message me directly through the podcast link. I would love to hear from you. Coaching packages are available, or even a one-hour consultation that also includes a written plan for you based upon what we discussed. Until next time, have an amazing week.